This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two, we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently here. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. No CBS Sports Network, no TV, the rest of the show. Obviously, there's couple of moving parts throughout March Madness, so we will mix and match for the next couple of weeks. All good. We will adjust, as will the tube. You know, I just for some giggles here, Teak, right?
Yeah, man.
I did a little Google search, did a little Google search during the commercial break, right? I
just typed Google.
Google.
Your wife's a Sasquatch.
And I typed in the top 100 and, well, actually, I typed in 100, but for some reason, I guess the NFL.com thought it was interesting to make the top 101 NFL free agents for 2015.
Okay.
As their way of being cute. But I don't
unique,
know.
Whatever.
And when you go back, and this is my only cautionary signal or tale today for those who are overly enamored with what their teams have done so far.
Okay.
All right. So they tier them up, tiers one through five. The first tier is difference makers. The first one, Ndamukong Suh. They couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait to get rid of him.
And it wasn't, it's been, what, 4 years?
Yes.
It was like 2 years that they were ready.
And he didn't change the culture at all. The next one's Julius Thomas. Again, this is 2015. Julius Thomas, Broncos. Bounced around a little bit.
You're right. Left Broncos,
Jaguars,
went to Jacksonville.
Was
out of there. Got hurt.
Yep.
Tried to come back. Was never the same. See ya.
Didn't do much. DeMarco Murray. Yeah, a couple of good years with Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, Derrick Henry's been phased in, as we know.
They drafted his successor immediately after signed him.
Right away. Yeah, they did. So that's those were back in 2015, the top three impact players, difference makers, the way they term it. The next one, I'm not going to run through all of them, but this is interesting as well. So again, 2015, tier two, impact starters, Greg Hardy. He's up there. Byron Maxwell, cornerback for Seattle.
Okay, but he left, and he was terrible.
That's kind of why I'm bringing him up.
Yep.
Torrey Smith.
Okay, yeah.
He's
a good player, won a championship.
He's not a one.
He was the third best wide receiver.
Boom. Jeremy Maclin went from Philly to Kansas City.
Yeah.
And he left there.
He left, but he had an injury.
He got hurt.
And he didn't recover from it well this past season.
Got hurt. Belaga has been great for the Packers. He's been banged up, but he's been terrific. So those are a couple of things that really... And that's my only word of caution.
Yeah.
Have fun. You know, get on Twitter. You know, show the enthusiasm. Let it bubble over. But just remember...
What do I tell you, BT?
They're expendable for a reason.
What do I tell you all the
time? Nobody loves you like your mama.
Exactly right.
I know.
You can go somewhere else, and you may have some success, but it is rare that you duplicate the success that you had at your original drafted place than you do at the next organization. There's not a ton of them I can name off the top of my head that did exactly what they did in the first place and the second place.
Yeah. Antique, if we could fast forward time, not that we'd want to, we'd actually want to slow time down because it's going very quickly here, unfortunately.
Getting old too quickly.
It is. But if we can hit fast forward and jump ahead 3 years, I guarantee that some of the big names on the 2018 free agent list that were deemed as top tier or difference makers or high-level starters, some will be in the same situation.
Yeah,
their
new
teams can't wait to get rid of them.
There's a bunch of them here, and as I speculate, I mean, Kirk Cousins has a chance simply because of what's around him.
I agree, and he's talented.
And he's very talented. Andrew Norwell, who was with the Carolina Panthers for five years, and now he's just signed a five-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I like him as well.
Me too.
One, because he's a stud.
He's only 26.
And he's 26.
He's a star.
And he's a guard, right?
Uh-huh.
So guards can influence, the center and the tackle. They pull. There's so much that he could do that we may not know. You know what I mean? But because he's so talented, you know it's going to show up with the rest of those guys up there. So I like – so the two big names to start the list right now, really, it's by money because Norwell got a five-year $66 million deal. Kirk Cousins, $84 million. The top two, I love.
I do too.
Sammy Watkins.
Well, I like Cousins. You like him more than me. Well, I love Norwell.
Only I love the signing.
Okay.
Right? Because it's just the perfect fit for him. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to be a hero next year in order to have – a greater level of success than he had at Washington.
I got you.
You know, it's just much more around him. Sammy Watkins and Allen Robinson, I don't know, right? I want to like Sammy Watkins. He had injury issues when he was in Buffalo, and then when he went out to his new start in Los Angeles, it wasn't too soon before Robert Woods, who was not even thought of in the same class as Sammy Watkins in Buffalo, outshined him.
39 catches, I think, was the
number
for.
So he started below him. Talking about Robert Woods, started below him and then surpassed him. And they basically had the same trajectory. You know what I mean? The same team experience, same quarterback situations. Tyrod Taylor, you know, going out to why am I forgetting the quarterback now?
Goff,
and one excelled, one didn't. So there's just some question marks around Sammy Watkins. Allen Robinson, because of his knee, his ACL injury is coming back.
I think I would have been more secure rolling the dice on Robinson than Watkins.
I would agree with you.
That's the one guy that I wish the Jets would have really gone after with a little bit of vigor.
Well, with Allen Robinson, you know, the trajectory was there, right?
Yep.
And it hadn't truncated. It hadn't like started to fall down a little bit.
No
it was
doubt
just
about
like,
it.
Man, this dude is getting good.
With Blake Bortles.
Yes.
Before Fournette
agreed.
Got there.
And then ACL. It's like, oh.
Yep.
So you feel like he's going to step right back to where he was. It's going to take him a little bit to adjust to, you know, a different gait probably. You know, getting real confident on that knee, restructured knee again. But you feel like the trajectory can just go back up. Sammy Watkins has been on a roller coaster, man. And guys on roller coasters, I just don't trust.
I would agree with that.
It's the reason I don't love Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford is tantalizing, and then he gets hurt.
Not anymore, he's not.
No, I mean, but historically, he's tantalizing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and then, here's a season-ending injury. Comes back again. Man, that was an amazing few games.
Yeah.
He gets a tweak or something here or there, and then he's injured for the – I mean, it's just – you just can't trust him. And so the numbers are out now in Sam Bradford's deal. 2 years, $40 million, obviously 20 per year.
There's a team option for year two, right?
There's a team option. Total guaranteed is only $15
million. That's what we thought. Okay. So. Still a little more than I thought he'd get.
Agreed.
I thought he might get like $5 million. That's kind of some of the numbers being thrown around a month or so ago. But so there are, again, you know, can Nate Solder, if he goes to the right team, can he help? Sure. Just like I remember when the Jets got Damian Woody years ago. He was a little bit past his prime, but Damian Woody really helped out.
Yes.
There are absolutely worthwhile signings, but generally speaking, you know, I mean, listen, even a guy like Sheldon Richardson, who didn't really work out in Seattle, he goes to the right spot, maybe he can help you. Malcolm Butler, who the hell knows what happened with the Super Bowl 52 benching? I don't know.
Confused. He's a confusing case.
He is. Kenny Vaccaro's 27. He's a pretty decent safety when he's healthy. He's 27 years old. So there's definitely assets to be had.
Agreed.
But it, historically, this will be revisited and teams will be looking to restructure. It's not like the NBA. We know this, where one or two guys changes everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a lot of clicks. It's a lot of phone calls, a lot of tweets. But how many times does it really change? Like, does it make a team a champion?
Yeah.
Let me ask you about the Pats for a second here, Tim.
Go ahead.
So you lose Amendola. We don't know if Gronk's going to retire. It doesn't seem like he will.
No,
but you never know.
I think we would have had movement already.
You think so?
Towards retiring. Like, if he was getting on with his life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Going whatever it is I'm going to be doing, I'm going to do it now, whether it's going out to Hollywood to be an actor or joining WWE, be a wrestler, whatever it would be. You would think that almost 2 months now removed, actually more than 2 months now removed from the Super Bowl, you would see action towards that. Instead, we hear reports that he's still working out with TB12, Alex Guerrero, the Tom Brady's guy. And so it's almost not that he wouldn't do that anyways. Like, I still work out. I would go out with Joe Carini every now and then. I have no intention of ever being a football player again, but I just like his workout.
Sure.
So maybe that's it. But I would think that he would have moved on to whatever it is he's doing, or at least we would have heard him doing some of those things that he's been talking about if he was planning on retiring. I think he's coming back.
Okay, you. Okay. So even if he doesn't, and I hope you're right, I think the world's a better place when Gronk's in the NFL. Even if the Pats are blocking your path to a championship, maybe Steeler fans feel a little differently. Yeah. I would certainly get that. But, I mean, Gronk's a beast. He's good for the sport. He's a good guy, gregarious, and I think everybody likes Gronk, and he's a baller. So let's say that he's coming back. Amendola's gone. You got Edelman coming off the torn knee.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Malcolm Butler gone. Jamie Collins will be gone a year and a half at this point. I mean, it's just, you know, they should have lost to the Jaguars. The Jaguars got conservative.
Right.
You know, they did lose in the Super Bowl mm-hmm. to Philly. I think it's over.
But I think it's over. But think about what you're saying, BT.
What?
They lost the Super Bowl. It's not like they lost in the divisional round of the playoffs. They lost in the Super Bowl.
If they play the Jaguars again this year, Jaguars had no experience. Jaguars aren't letting them get off the ropes this year.
I agree.
And Jaguars will beat them.
And they put the handcuffs on mm-hmm. on the quarterback. They should just let them. If you're going to lose it, right? Don't lose it on the bench.
You're up 10 in the third quarter.
I agree.
You got to make some first downs.
I completely agree. Now, let's not forget, though, Dont'a Hightower didn't play last year because he was injured. And regardless of who it seems is lining up, at wide receiver or otherwise, the New England Patriots are always there. Now, a lot of that is because of the cap flexibility that they have because of their quarterback, right? Tom Brady is always the bank. Meaning, you know what I mean? You need a loan? I'm going to restructure. I know you don't want to get rid of me. I want to play Thumb 45 if I've told you a million times. Get me some more money down the stream. Mm-hmm. I'll give you cap flexibility now. So, hey, we need to sign a guy. We need a high-priced free agent, or even if it's only on a 1 or 2 year rental. You can get them because their quarterback, Tom Brady, who is the greatest quarterback of all time, who is a Patriot through and through, gives them flexibility. I wonder if some of these other teams, and I think you're starting to see prudence here because of the 3-year deal with Kirk Cousins, the 2-year deal with Sam Bradford. It's teams are starting to learn that, yeah, we may be desperate for a quarterback, but it is not worth breaking the bank for in the future as it pertains to our cap flexibility for needed positions on one guy. And I love that about the National Football League. We've seen it so many times, BT, right? Guy breaks the bank. And down in Baltimore, Joe Flacco bets on himself, wins a championship, gets paid out the wazoo,
mm-hmm.
right? They have to deconstruct their roster. It happens. The same thing happens with the Seattle Seahawks for a long time. Cheap labor, right? Russell Wilson is paid nothing because he's on his rookie contract. They were able to build up the Legion of Boom, have this fantastic defense, have all these other parts around him, Marshawn Lynch, et cetera, a decent O-line. They got to pay their quarterback. What happens? They sacrifice the offensive line. They got to start cutting the older, maybe aged out, Legion of Boom, and they're on the downside. So when you pay your quarterback and he's not flexible
mm-hmm.
or he's not as willing to work with the team as much as Tom Brady is, it's almost like you prevent yourself from building a complete team. It makes you really look at how teams are constructed to determine who actually does have a chance to win a championship, right? And it seems counterintuitive because we always want to talk about, well, they got the best quarterback or they got the best whatever, but it's much deeper than that. And I think it's something to explore as we look at how teams are starting to handle quarterbacks in 2018.
Well, I've got a response to that. And more importantly, I might have a solution for you. It's definitely a problem. Let's kick it around. Coming up, get some more calls as well. 855-212-4227. Names flying off the shelf. A little buyer's remorse down the road, perhaps. Maybe not. Maybe this is the year it bucks the trend. We'll get those calls, more tweets. Coming up, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This week on my podcast, Tiki's Barbershop, I talked with performance artist David Garibaldi, who paints magnificent works of art on stage while dancing or performing, jiving to the music. And I asked him what it was like having to perform on national television on America's Got Talent.
All right, so looks like Aaron Rodgers might have himself a new target as the reports are coming across Green Bay. Poised to pounce on Jimmy Graham, who's desperate to get his career back.
Yeah, they got to pay Aaron Rodgers here in a little bit. He's going to get a big number. But in context of that Sam Bradford conversation we mm-hmm. were having, Sam Bradford
with this year's deal, $20 million from the Arizona, only 15 is guaranteed, but this year, $20 million from Arizona, he'll make $134 million in 9 seasons. Aaron Rodgers has made $137 million in 13 seasons.
Oh, jeez.
And Bradford has been robbing the bank blind, man.
Can
Holy
you imagine?
Cow.
Now, how old is, let's see here, hold on a second.
Sam Bradford is 30. Aaron Rodgers is 33.
Okay, so can you imagine, just to kind of apply this to, say, the NBA, 30 versus 33, can you imagine LeBron James making less money, than, trying to think of a superstar who's 29 or 30 at this point?
Like Blake Griffin.
That's probably pretty good. Or Durant. Or even Kevin Durant.
Like a good player. But Sam Bradford's not a great player.
No, so, I know. But so that makes it even worse.
It's a wrong comparison.
But it should be flipped. I mean, you should make
Of course.
The older guy.
Yeah. Blake is the perfect example. Blake's been hurt a lot, whatever. It'd be like Blake Griffin having made more money in less years than LeBron James. It's
an
exact perfect comparison.
Yeah, they got to fix this model.
That's so bad.
I got a solution for what Tiki brought up before. It's a really good point. I think it's, I don't know if they would actually, embrace this and legally agree to this with both sides next time they have to collectively bargain. But they should. This has to be on the table. Because the problem in the NFL, just to set this up briefly before I tell you what the solution might be, and I can tweak the solution, so I'm all ears, Teak, once I give you at least the premise of it.
I'm listening.
The problem with the NFL, aside from injuries and also and a few other things, there's no dynasty, even though the Patriots are, but they are truly an outlier.
No doubt about
there's
it.
There's no doubt. And dynasties are really dissuaded because you just lose so many important pieces.
You're
get penalized for winning.
You're right.
All right?
You do.
It happens
to Seattle. You draft late, so you're not getting any the super marquee players coming out of college.
I could even live with that.
Okay.
I can live with that. That's just the way the system is. I don't think we need to recalibrate that. The worst team should have quicker access.
I know that. I'm just saying, just in general, you can't rebuild when you're really good.
Yeah. Well, but yes, but you really can't sustain when you lose pieces every year. Denver wins the Super Bowl, they lose a couple of guys. Seattle wins the Super Bowl, they lose a couple of guys. You know, the Patriots, they lose over the years. They somehow can maintain it, but in terms of being very competitive. But I think that, can you find a way here where a quarterback's contract is only 75%? And I told you this years ago.
Or
80% reflective of the cap. So if Aaron Rodgers gets $40 million, just say his next contract starts at the average value, AAV of $40 million.
Jeez.
What's 80% of $32 million? Yeah, 80% of $40 million is 32.
Yeah.
So only $32 million goes against the cap.
Okay, but here's the...
Because then you could disperse it and not lose guys, because teams are being penalized for incredible draft acumen and success.
Yeah, but
that's not the way it's supposed to be.
But here's the easier solution. Stop paying them so damn much. Why do quarterbacks need to make...
Because without one, you can't win.
I know, but why do they need to make... I'm trying to think of the next highest paid position. It's probably...
Wide receiver or defensive end?
Defensive
or...
end, 16, 17
million. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'd say it's around there. Maybe a great corner, those...
They're making, 30-something, 40% more than the next... position.
Because they're that much, that's how important they are.
I understand.
If they weren't, Sam Bradford wouldn't be getting $15 million guaranteed on a pipe dream and a prayer.
It just frustrates the hell out of me.
Well, that's a different conversation.
Because, so you remember why the CBA changed as it pertains to rookies a couple of years ago when the last CBA, because position.
Was it controllability?
Well, that and positions were getting unnaturally inflated, right? So, we're going to take the best available player at number 3 in the draft, and that happens to be a guard.
I see what you're saying.
He's making, however many millions of dollars, per year, which is more than the average that the guards are making in the National Football League.
Distorts the whole balance.
And so the guards who become free agents then go, well, I want to make as much as that 3rd-round pick.
Gotcha.
Or that number 3 overall pick. Yep. That became the new standard for guards, even though it was artificially inflating, right? And then you throw, an increase on that every year. So guard salaries were just skyrocketing for no damn reason. It feels to me like quarterback salaries have done that, and they never stopped doing that, regardless of where they were drafted. As soon as you got good as a quarterback, whoever was the top-paid quarterback in the National Football League, you had the best their salary by 5%, right? True. And it just kept going like that.
And it's not going to stop. Matt Ryan's there. Start. Aaron Rodgers is coming up, as you said.
It's Aaron Rodgers is going to make $32 million a year. I mean, and it's likely to be mostly guaranteed as we start to hear from...
As it should be. He's Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
The best player in the sport.
I agree. But it's exclusionary. The only person on the team that is getting a guaranteed contract. Kirk Cousins is the first one. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen this ever in the National Football League. This is pioneering in some ways. It's shorter, the term of the deal, only 3 years by the Minnesota Vikings, but it is fully guaranteed. $84 million basically on signing. It's like an NBA contract or an MLB contract, and it's fascinating. And players have got to be like salivating mm-hmm. that this could be the new norm in the National Football League, not just quarterbacks, I mean other players. And so if you talk about the CBA that's coming up, if I'm a position player, if I'm a wide receiver or corner, this is what I'm screaming at my player rep to get for me. I want a guaranteed contract. You know what? I'll settle for 3 years.
Yeah.
But make the whole damn thing guaranteed.
I don't need
7 years.
No.
And you're going to cut me at
Sounds
the end.
Sounds good
because
on the press release, but it never comes to fruition.
Yeah, you know, you know, the GM knows, the player knows.
Yep.
That's just the number that looks good. Mm-hmm. Once you get the halfway through it, that's just it's monopoly money you mm-hmm. might as well be putting on the end of that contract. So if this is the method, I love it. But they got to tamp down how much quarterbacks are getting. They really do, BT, because it's exponentially going through the stratosphere. Mm-hmm. Especially once we see this new Aaron Rodgers contract, whenever it comes down.
I love the fact that if this indeed is a trend and not just a 1 year outlier, where these two with these 3 year deals or these shorter deals all guaranteed. I love it because it doesn't just benefit. You know, it benefits both sides.
Agreed.
The Vikings are making a short commitment to a guy that they believe in. I don't know if it's love at first sight.
Yeah.
They wind up marrying the person,
right.
And we all know there's different relationships. Sometimes you get swept off your feet. Sometimes it's slow, but eventually you get married. Everybody
right.
hits the altar at a different speed.
Right.
All right, so that's one way to look at it. But also, Kirk Cousins will be 33 when this expires. Prime age to get even more guaranteed money
right.
with a different situation if somebody else is desperate.
So for him.
And so win-win.
I 100% agree.
My only problem is when I look at a guy like, and listen, Steph Curry's great. I have no
ill
will at all. I mean,
injury.
True, but he is on the books. I'm looking at some of the salaries now for the NBA. Through the 2022 season, mm-hmm. he's going to make $45 million in 2021-22. Blake Griffin aside through there as well. He's a shade below 40. And then obviously LeBron and James Harden will be up by then and Westbrook, etc. So why should a sport who makes more money than the NBA
yeah.
not have their quarterback, their primary earner, their CEO
yeah.
make money commensurate with Steph Curry?
Because not as many games, not as many opportunities, not as many branding opportunities that come through. There's a lot to that, but there's a ton of good reasoning behind exactly what you're talking about, BT. And we're on the same page here. I just think that the other players, because I feel for like the running backs, you hear me talk about this all the time, and the running, even tight ends, etc. You feel for those guys not being able to get that generational type money because they're seen as expendable. The only position that's not is quarterback.
All right, T, good stuff. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by our good friends at Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch over to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. All right. Again, we have been, we're on fire today. There's a lot to react to. Get some more calls coming up. We got football at the 40s, and we'll get Axe update, which will include as the Packers get ready to say hello to a big name. Looks like they might be ready to say goodbye to a big name as well. Here's Axe update, Rich. Okay, here we go. Now, some of this we'll rehash. Obviously, Teak and I led the show with this. All the free agent stuff coming in. Drew Brees re-signs with the Saints. There was a little thought that, and listen, by the way, I believe that was dropped by his agent.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because Brees compromised when he's like, I want to stay in New Orleans.
Of course.
His agent's probably saying,
yeah.
Let's at least squeeze out every
Minnesota
penny.
Minnesota wants
buddy.
To talk to you once this legal tampering period is, now that we're here and negotiating period is right around the corner. Minnesota wants to talk to you. 20 minutes later, 2 years $50 million. Done deal.
Now, let me ask you this. Breeze is a saint, even though he was drafted to Charger.
Yeah.
His roots are there. Great humanitarian. His wife is really involved. They've done so much for the community. He is just great for New Orleans. Great for the NFL, but great for that city. But, you know, suspending that for a moment, if you could have had Breeze for, knowing what the Vikings have,
yeah,
for $40 million for 2 years.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just asking, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or what they did for Kirk Cousins for three, what would you do?
I'd do exactly what they did.
Oh, I would have taken Breeze.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
You mean?
You're talking about?
From the Vikings point of view.
Oh, from the Vikings point of view.
Yeah, no, but why would the Saints want Kirk Cousins unless they lost Breeze?
No, I'd take Breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Even for 40 mil?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine. Now, Kirk very well might win. Imagine Drew Breeze that team.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'd take Drew Breeze.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's move on to this. Kansas City, a lot of weapons. Tyreek Hill, they've got Kareem Hunt. Pat Mahomes throws 103 miles per hour. If he was a pitcher, he's got a rocket. Now they have Sammy Watkins, who's got a little skill. He's also got a little lengthy medical chart that comes with him to every team. And a little bit of underachievement. What do you think about this?
Well, the Chiefs are interesting right now because DJ is gone. Derek Johnson, the linebacker we talk to all the time. Tamba Ali is also gone. Peters in their secondary is gone. They're clearly, this draft for Andy Reid is going to be about defense because they're shoring up the offense. The offense, though, is exciting as hell. The skill position players that we've mentioned already on the show are all exciting. And now the biggest thing, BT, is that Tariq Hill, who we've mentioned, can focus on not just having or can focus on being an intermediate guy, a mismatch guy, as opposed to also being your stretch guy. Like, mm-hmm. They haven't had the complementary stretch guys for Tyreek Hill. You know, you get one guy running a go route, you get this, you know, the smash route coming underneath, and that's Tyreek Hill. He catches it. Maybe there's a pick that happens somewhere. He can go 50 yards, 60 yards without having to run 60 yards and catch a football. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get the ball in his hands quicker.
Bubble screens, et cetera.
All of that stuff is now more available to them because they have an outside burner like Sammy Watkins.
Okay. I like it as well. They're going to be really good. They are going to be explosive. The fantasy draft night for football, a lot of Chiefs going off the board early, I would imagine.
Agreed.
You know? Okay, every young quarterback, well, first he's got to be protected to have time to throw, and the Bears will work on that. Every young quarterback needs a few targets, and Mitchell Trubisky, he's got a target. He's now the Bears' second-year man. Allen Robinson coming off the torn ACL, former Jaguar, who is really ascending at a very rapid rate, basically becoming a superstar before he blew out his knee. He's now with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, this is important because the other targets there, and we saw this last year, it was all about the running backs. For the Chicago Bears, it was Jordan Howard, and I forget the other kid's name, the other running back.
Tariq Cohen.
It was Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. They were the only ones who were playmakers. Remember the oft injured and what we thought was going to be tantalizingly great
from West Virginia,
Kevin White. Who knows with him?
We now know. Unfortunately,
But they can't give up on him quite yet.
I got
but the other guy they can probably give up, Marcus Wheaton. Remember, they signed him for 2 years, $11
million. Uh-huh.
That was a failed project. They have to get a playmaker around their quarterback who they're trying to develop into a really good star. I think he's on his way.
Now, I've got a little audible here before we get to the next Football at the 40 story. Let's stay in the division. We gave you the news before that Jordy Nelson is going to be cut by the Packers.
Yep.
So how would you, and we all assume, you know, maybe a natural fit for the Pats, not just because he's white, but that seems to be a good destination. They're all white, the receivers, yet they're still good.
Cast them off. We'll take them.
I hear you. Although Amendola's gone, so there is now one shortage of white wide receivers, and maybe Jordy Nelson fits that. But in all seriousness, could you see maybe Jordy Nelson going to pair up with the Lions? Could you pair up maybe with the Bears?
Well, no matter where he goes, he's going to be a difference maker because he's so veteran. And he's such a good route runner. He's at that stage where, you know, we used to say, oh, he's sneaky fast. I mean, he's still fast, but mm-hmm. he's not sneaky fast anymore. But what actually made him good and gave him the ability to get open was that he runs his routes so precisely. And so if you get your timing down with him, like Aaron Rodgers did, you almost do this blindfolded. And so that'll be valuable for a lot of these young quarterbacks who you're talking about.
Okay. All right, so the Browns' Joe Thomas is now in the evaluation of contract business. He ripped Richard Sherman for getting a bad deal. We know Sherman represented himself. What do you think about this?
Yeah, well, Richard Sherman's deal, I mean, it's the average value is $9 million, but that's misleading. The signing bonus was $3 million, and then the rest of it is incentives. And a lot of those incentives, and this is what Joe Thomas was referring to, a lot of those incentives are predicated on him getting postseason awards, so making Pro Bowls and things of that nature, which, you know, may or may not happen for a guy. Joe Thomas says, you should have done a one-year deal. He didn't want a one-year deal. He wanted a three-year deal. I can't knock him for it, but I see from a
strategic
strategic standpoint why it's not a great deal. But Richard Sherman doesn't want to be a bounce-around player. You know what I mean?
Well, he'll bounce around with the Niners, get rid of him in a year when he can't play anymore. Well, so he's going to have to bounce
around. I honestly
around.
Think if he can't play in a year, Richard Sherman will go do something else.
He might. You know what? That's fair. He might.
You know
might.
What I mean? I don't I don't see him being that guy. And this is just me speculating. Mm-hmm. I don't see him being that guy. It's like, I'll be on the 49ers for a year. Oh, you know what? Next year I'm going to play for the Dolphins. Oh, a year after that I'm going to play for the Bills. That's not him. And so in his deal, his negotiation, he didn't want to do a one-year deal and a prove-it-year deal. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get somewhere and be there for the foreseeable future. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, I have made plenty of money, which he did.
Although he was a late-round pick, so he didn't get the money early.
Yeah, but his contract was...
Oh, I know. He got paid for the second one for sure. But when I first read this, and he earned every penny of it, when I read this from Joe or read the headline, I'm like, man, that's a little unnecessary from Joe Thomas, who never has come across as that kind of guy. But when you actually read what he wrote... Joe Thomas is 100% right. I want to read you this one tweet. He says, betting on yourself would be taking a one-year contract, making the Pro Bowl, then hitting free agency next year. This deal is bad. Here's where he's on the money. Because if he performs poorly, he gets cut and doesn't make his worth this year. And worst of all, if he plays lights out, the Niners have him on the cheap
in
2019.
Yeah, but
it's a fair point.
But the only part of that is if he doesn't make his worth this year, if he stinks this year because he's coming off an ACL, he's not worth a hill of beans. So he actually is getting what he's worth, which is $2 million or $3 million. You can't put this in context of who Richard Sherman was when he was making $11 million. He's not that guy anymore. He's just not. He's older.
No, absolutely.
You know
not.
What I mean?
Even before he tore his Achilles, he wasn't that guy.
I agree. So if you're saying he's worth $11 million, you're just wrong. You're saying he's worth $8 million. You're wrong.
But I think he's just saying you take away the opportunity to max out whatever you may be worth if you have a great season.
Yeah.
That's what I think Joe's saying. But I agree with him.
But Joe is also focusing on the downside.
True.
And, you know,
that's true.
Successful people do not focus on the downside.
Oh, very profound, Barb. Get that on a bumper sticker. I like that.
I'm just telling you.
Bumper sticker that. this will never happen because the Patriots aren't a circus.
Oh,
but Johnny Manziel says he'd like to be Tom Brady's backup.
Yeah, so would I. How much are they going to pay me? $8 million? $10
million? I mean, Colbert could be his backup. They got along pretty well last night.
I got to tell you,
sucking BT, down beers. He was rubbing his arms. Kind of weird.
Tom Brady looked old.
I wouldn't mind looking like that.
Honestly, old
looks pretty good.
He looked like an old
like
man.
Like facially,
yes,
you mean?
Yes.
I know what you mean. Well, the wrinkles, the lines. He's lived. He's 40.
He's gotten 41. Gray. He's gotten gray.
Yeah.
You know, just it didn't look like the vibrant Tom Brady that I'm used to seeing. Seriously, every time you see him, you're like, that's a good looking dude. Damn, that guy looks good. He's making a ton of money, and his wife's making money, too.
Yeah.
It was like, you look a little old today, Tom.
Well, he is a little bit old.
I know, but I'm just saying he never looks it.
I want that to be a big headline on ProFootballTalk.com. Barber, colon, Brady looks old.
He looked old.
Oof, that'll be great for the show. Text Teague's buddy Florio. He'll get it up for us. All right, how about this? Gronk, still working out of TB12. You and I kicked this around before.
Yeah.
You think he's going to come back next season? I hope he does.
I think
but
he does.
You think he does?
Yeah, I do. I just don't. I'll say it again. I thought if he was doing something else, we would have already seen some bits and pieces of it. We haven't seen anything. So I don't think he's retiring.
All right. One more here, Teague. The Eagles cut Brent Celek. They lose Trey Burton after trading Torrey Smith. Taking away some weapons from Carson Wentz when Wentz is ready to play. So you'd have to imagine they've got another move up their sleeve.
Yeah,
right?
They will.
Jordy Nelson, maybe. Yeah,
I mean, there's free agents out there, BT. And so I'm sure that one of them will land with the former, or now the current world champion Philadelphia Eagles. You have to give Howie Roseman a lot of credit for how he rebuilt this team relatively quickly after being shown the door, at least re-ushered to a different door on Chip Kelly's during Chip Kelly's era. The power struggle that they had for who had control of the roster. Chip Kelly won. Howie Roseman got put somewhere else. Howie Roseman comes back. He crafts a winner, and it's a really good one. Got some Alshon Jeffrey and some of these others off the scrap heap, so to speak, from other places, and made them into stars collectively.
Champions. Says it all.
You're right.
All right. Anything else transpire while we were banging out football at the 40s? Nothing yet.
I'm trying to look at any of these wide receivers.
That's what I'm trying to.
Decker is out there right now.
Decker looked old last year.
He did. He's 30, so he's not.
And he's not old.
Not old, but you're right.
He had a touchdown in the playoff game, right, against Kansas City?
Yep.
Did he have one?
Yep, he did. Caught the one across the middle. Coming from the left side. But there's just not a ton of.
Well,
I mean, Jordy Nelson's out there.
He's white.
Yeah, maybe. Taylor Gabriel. Is a free agent, young wide receiver we saw in flash with the Atlanta Falcons. Kind of was less than, didn't have that many targets last season.
It's an interesting name,
but he's an interesting one as well. So there's some players out there that will get signed. The deals won't be blockbuster at all, but there's talent out there that's still available, especially if you're looking for wide receivers.
For whatever reason, and this is kind of this way in basketball too. Like when you get to free agency. There's certain positions that, even if they don't impact the bottom line, like, you know how many guys in the NBA that aren't efficient but put up like 18, 19 points and they're viewed as probably better than they are for sure, and every metric would back that up. It's the same in the NFL. There's something about wide receivers that just get us excited.
I know.
I don't know what it is.
Because you feel like they're game breakers. And if you're fast, and a lot of these kids are fast, even if it's relative, they're fast, and you're like, man, if I get that guy, he has the potential to be whatever, even though they rarely live up to it. It's so much that goes into being a great wide receiver in the NFL. Some of these kids just haven't learned it yet.
Yep.
And they probably never will.
Two really good hours down. We want to get into the subject coming up next. Martellus Bennett had an interesting way of positioning, characterizing the way fans look at players. Basically use the word dehumanizing. Good conversation there. Tiki and I'll get to that coming up next right here on Tiki and Tierney. Holla, CBS Sports Radio. This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Better, brought to you by Werner. Werner, the official ladder of March Madness. Well, if there's two words to get fans incredibly excited at... and at times a bit delusional, with all due respect, it's free agency and cap space. So while the football universe gets flipped over every 5 seconds with a new tweet of player X signing with team Y, keep in mind, the players who are signing elsewhere were deemed replaceable by their former employer. Now, it doesn't mean every team is right in their player evaluation. What the fuck does this say? Hold on. I'm going to start over for you guys here. That's ridiculous. What does that say? Now, that doesn't mean that every team is right in there. Okay. I'll start over, make it easier. This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Better, brought to you by Werner. Werner, the official ladder of March Madness. Well, if there's two words to get fans incredibly pumped up, at times, with all due respect, a bit delusional, it's free agency and cap space. So while the football universe gets flipped over every 5 seconds with a new tweet of player X signing with team Y, keep in mind, the players who are signing elsewhere were deemed replaceable by their former employer. Now, that doesn't mean that every team is right in their player evaluation. Sometimes there's an abundance of good players at one spot, or a dearth of cap space making somewhat expendable. Of course, that player very well might pop at his new home. However, just look at years past. Go back to 2015, some of the big names that were free agents then. And Ndamukong Suh, he's one of them. Dolphins couldn't wait to get rid of him. Listen, I don't know what really isn't. I don't know what's in store for this free agent crop. However, based on past precedent, there's a pretty good chance most of these guys signing big deals today and tomorrow will be in a very different position in a year or two when their new team is looking to get rid of them again. I'm BT. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.